This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began the sixth message in a series from the book of Ecclesiastes written by Solomon. The title of the series is called Futile, The Meaning of Life. Solomon is actually quite cynical in the way he looks at life and death and the mysteries of life and death. Last week we talked about how life was unexplainable from chapter 7. By the way, chapter 7 is called the most difficult chapter of the most difficult book of the Bible by one Bible scholar. That's where we were last week. This week, chapter 9, talking about how life is unpredictable. Let it speak to you today and all this week.
The race doesn't always go to the swift. He was the slowest of five, but he won. Or the battle to the strong. All of us that, if you've done any reading about the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, you can give examples from history of where a small force defeated a larger force. The people that should have lost that battle were the people who won. So the battle doesn't always go to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and occurrence happen to them all. I doubt if anybody here knows the name of a man by the name of Christopher Longen. Christopher has been dubbed the smartest guy in America. Albert Einstein had an IQ, an intelligence quotient, of 160 to 170. This guy, Christopher Longen, was determined he had an IQ of somewhere between 195 and 210. A man who tests people and does the IQ test said he, in 25 years, he never tested anyone smarter than Christopher Longen. He was so bright, he was conversing with people at 6 months of age. He was reading by the time he was three, constantly put ahead in school, the smartest guy that anyone had ever met. And yet you say, well, he must have had a great job and been very successful. No, that's not the case. He had a string of labor-intensive jobs. By his mid-40s, he'd been a construction worker, a cowboy, a Forest Service firefighter, a farmhand. For over 20 years, he was a bouncer at a bar in Long Island. For 20 years. He said he developed a double life strategy. On one side, a regular guy doing his job and exchanging pleasantries with people. And on the other side, coming home to perform complex equations in his mind, in his head, working in isolation on his cognitive theoretic model of the universe. Brilliant guy. IQ of 195 to 210 and was a bouncer at a bar for 20 years. Good things don't just come to the learned or to the brilliant, but time and occurrence happen to them all. You say, what's your point in telling that? Solomon is simply making an observation of life that the people you think are going to be successful aren't necessarily the successful people. And those people that you wrote off in your past from high school and say, what a loser, is now the president of a company. Very successful. And so we can't always make determinations based on the race going to the swift, to the fastest, the battle going to the strongest, or the rewards going to the most learned. That's not the way life is, that things happen to good people that are bad. Things happen that are bad to bad people. And good things happen, bad things happen to everyone. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. But then it really comes to a head in verse 12 where Solomon says, no man or woman knows when his hour will come. Do you know what that's referring to? Your death.
Well, that's where we have to end with a dramatic verse. We'll continue with this verse tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember our website, crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.